In a side valley of the Düssel near Elberfeld, the so-called Neander Valley, which is a wild ravine running through Devonian limestone, there was a small cave some 15 feet long, 10 feet wide, and 8 feet high. Its entrance was set in the almost sheer rock face 20 yards above the base of the valley.
This was the way the scholar Karl Vogt described the site of the original Neanderthal discovery in 1863. The bones had been found just 7 years earlier, but nobody had marked the exact location of the Feldhof cave on a map. It was known that quarry workers had shoveled the clay, soil, and fossils from the Feldhof cave into the valley. However, the limestone extraction had continued. The cave itself had been destroyed, and the sediment from it buried under 12 feet of limestone rubble. By the start of the 20th century, nothing was left to document the original appearance of the valley and its caves, and nobody knew exactly where the original Neanderthal had been found. In 1984, Gerhard Buzinski, an archaeologist from the University of Cologne, tried to locate the sediment from the cave. His excavations produced stone tools and some animal bones, but no Neanderthal remains. Over 10 years later, in 1997, the archaeologists Ralph W. Schmitz and Jürgen Thyssen analyzed old documents and pictures, then set out to localize the site of the original Neanderthal discovery. Buried deep at the base of the former quarry, they uncovered the contents of two former caves, the Feldhof Cave and the Feldhof Church Cave. And, as it transpired, this sediment not only contained animal remains, but also some 20 fragments of human bone. This encouraged the two researchers to resume their excavations in 2000, and once again they found animal and human bones, in the area whose boundaries are now marked by poles. This proved to be an incredible stroke of luck for the archaeological world, for some of the newly unearthed bone fragments fitted perfectly with the ones originally found in 1856. As a result, we knew for certain that this sediment came from the Feldhof cave. The discovery site itself has been rediscovered. We therefore now know the exact location of the discovery site and its precise coordinates. As this is particularly helpful for excavation works and therefore of great importance, we have marked the grid for you with stone crosses. Inside this area, you will also see the coordinates of the discovery site. It was from this point that the Neander Valley's fame extended around the world. In recent analyses, the original find was dated for the first time using radiocarbon technology. These tests revealed that the Neanderthal skeleton from 1856 is some 40,000 years old. Other bones found stem from a second Neanderthal, given the slender bone structure, probably a female. According to radiocarbon analyses, she lived about 44,000 years ago. The discovery of a milk tooth complete the ensemble. The presence of a child in the cave is thus also proven. When sifting through the sediment from the two neighboring caves, the Feldhof Cave and the Feldhof Church Cave, in 1997, archaeologists found more than animal and human bones. They also recovered thousands of stone tools stemming from two different periods. On the one hand, there were typical implements from the Neanderthal era, and on the other, more recent artifacts from around 25,000 years ago. A number of the bones and tools have been displayed in the museum. However, the greater part of the Neander Valley's legacy is not housed inside a museum, but still right here, hidden somewhere beneath your very feet.